What kind of wheels do you drive? And my next question is, are they still parked where you left them? Police have crunched the numbers for stolen cars in Tāmaki Makaurau in the past year, and there's a pattern. Here's Inspector Trevor Beggs with the car thieves shopping list.
In the Auckland region, Tāmaki Makaurau, in the last 12 months, we've had 9,500 vehicles stolen. The most commonly stolen vehicle models during that time were, number one, the Mazda Demio, and that was 825 stolen. Second up was the Nissan Tita at 777 stolen. And rounding out the top five were the Mazda Atenza 364 taken, Subaru Legacy 304 taken, and Subaru Impreza 243 taken. So unfortunately, that's the list of the top five this year.
So why are they so popular with thieves?
I think there's a belief out there amongst the offenders that some of these are easier to steal than others. Also, we know that a lot of the imported second-hand vehicles don't always come with factory-fitted immobilizers, which makes them a preferred target for these offenders.
So you said about 9,500 vehicles in the last year pinched from Tāmaki Makaurau. As a collective, you know, this top list of the most popular stolen cars, what percentage of the total do they make up?
So these five models make up over 25% of all the stolen vehicles across Tāmaki Makaurau in the last year.
Right, so owners, while they might want to pop out during this interview to check that their baby is where they parked it, but before they do that, can you give us some how-tos for keeping their vehicles safe? What can they do?
Great, so it's pretty straightforward. I mean, a visible deterrent like a security lock or a steering lock on your wheel is a great visible deterrent. Apart from that, an immobilizer is very effective, especially if it's in a secret place that only you know. Also, if you're going to park it on the street, if you're not lucky enough to have a driveway or a garage to put it in a well-lit place and somewhere that can be seen, maybe from a neighbour's property. Don't leave any valuables in your car, of course, because that's just an incentive to break in. And if you can afford it, get a car alarm installed. They're very effective to bring attention to it.
Where are these cars generally going missing from?
Oh, all over. Literally all over. From people parking in the CBD overnight to right across all the suburbs in Auckland. So it's not an isolated thing.
So besides those security things, right, that might make the vehicles more vulnerable, is there something about, do explain this to me if there is, the Mazda Demio and the Nissan Tita that a thief would want that car?
Look, it's hard to explain because they're not what you would see as flash or desirable vehicles. I've had a discussion today with somebody who tells me that the Mazda Demio is the first vehicle that you get assigned to you in a PlayStation game called Gran Turismo, and that's quite popular. It's the first vehicle you get assigned in that game, and then there may be a link to that. Unsubstantiated, but just interesting to note.
Very interesting, Inspector, because that then makes me wonder, if people are stealing Mazda Demios and they are popular in this game, what is happening to the cars once they get pinched?
A significant number are recovered. So, you know, about 7,000 of those vehicles are eventually recovered. And a lot of them were reported stolen from places like shopping centres and car parks. So it may often be somebody just jumping into the vehicle and taking it from one place to another and abandoning it. Also, though, unfortunately, a lot of these vehicles are used in further crime, causing harm in the community. And I think that might, going back to your other point, Lisa, that could be a link around Demio and Tita are seen as quite low-key vehicles that wouldn't attract a lot of attention. And maybe there's a perception that offenders feel they can go around blending in if they're using these vehicles. Hard to tell.
Inspector, besides a Skoda, what do you drive?
Personally, I drive a very low-key, generic imported vehicle.
Right, so you're not in the top five then?
No, definitely not.
And that was Inspector Trevor Beggs.